living well.
By the numbers, 56% of Americans who say prescription medicines developed in the past 20 years have improved their lives. 55% who report taking at least one prescription medicine. 22% who report taking four or more prescription medicines. 73% taking prescription medicines who say affording them is easy. Reduce Your Risk of Pneumonia by Beth W. Orenstein. Every year, about 1 million Americans are treated in hospitals for pneumonia. It's the second most common cause of hospitalizations in the country. Most people who get pneumonia are older than 65, but children and younger adults can get it as well. When you have pneumonia, the air sacs in your lungs fill with fluid or pus, making breathing difficult. You can get pneumonia in one or both of your lungs. Bacteria is the most common cause of pneumonia, but it can also be caused by viruses and fungi. You can have pneumonia and not know it, says Milan Hahn, associate professor of medicine in the Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at the University of Michigan, and a spokeswoman for the American Lung Association. If your pneumonia is really mild, you might think you just have a cold, she says. Depending on your age, health, and type of pneumonia, symptoms can be severe. They include high fever, coughing up greenish, yellowish, or bloody mucus, chills that can cause you to shake, sharp or stabbing chest pain, difficulty catching your breath, extreme fatigue, and little or no appetite. Some people, especially older ones, may even experience confusion when they have pneumonia, Hahn adds. Treatment. Treatment depends on the cause of your pneumonia. If you have a viral respiratory infection, in most cases all you can do is treat your viral symptoms with fluids, rest and medication to relieve pain and reduce fever. Viral pneumonia frequently resolves on its own after about a week, Hahn says. Bacterial pneumonia can be treated with antibiotics. Some people can be given oral antibiotics and treated at home, while others may need IV antibiotics and hospitalization. Bacterial pneumonia can become life-threatening if not treated. Without antibiotics, bacterial pneumonia can cause an abscess in the lung or a blood infection. People who have weakened immune systems from cancer treatment, HIV, or other conditions may be more susceptible to fungal pneumonia, which is treated with antifungal therapies. Pneumonia generally responds well to treatment, Hahn says. You should feel better in about a week, although you may be tired for as long as a month. While you may feel better, it could be 6 to 8 weeks until your pneumonia is gone. Working with your doctor and following directions for treatment will speed your recovery. Prevention. The first step to reduce the likelihood of developing pneumonia is to practice good hygiene. Wash your hands with soap and water frequently, especially during cold and flu season. Cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Dispose of the used tissues so you don't spread germs. Eat a healthy diet and get regular exercise. Avoid people who are ill, especially if you feel run down. It is important to get a flu vaccine annually because a bad case of the flu can lead to pneumonia, Hahn says. If you do get the flu, drink plenty of liquids and get plenty of rest. If you smoke, quit. Smoking makes you more susceptible to lots of diseases, including pneumonia. If you need help, talk to your doctor. Drinking too much alcohol also puts you at increased risk. Vaccines. Two vaccines are available for pneumonia. Pneumococcal conjugate, PCV13, and pneumococcal polysaccharide, PPSV23. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends both vaccines for healthy adults 65 and older, and for those 2 to 65 who have certain medical conditions that put them at high risk for pneumonia, such as asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. People who have a weakened immune system are also at greater risk of pneumonia and should get the vaccines. The CDC recommends the PPSV23 vaccine for those who smoke. The vaccines are effective against Streptococcus pneumonia, Hahn says. However, there are other strains of bacteria known to cause pneumonia, against which these vaccines will not be effective. PPSV23 covers 23 types of pneumococcus bacteria, while PCV13 covers 13. The two vaccines are somewhat complementary, but they are not going to protect you against every single cause of pneumonia, she adds. The CDC recommends that those who have never gotten a pneumonia vaccine get a dose of PCV13 first. 6 to 12 months later, you can get a dose of PPSV23. If you have already been vaccinated with PPSV23, you can get PCV13 later, as long as it has been at least a year between them. Not all medical societies agree on who should be vaccinated for pneumonia and when the vaccines should be given, Hahn says. Talk to your physician about what is best for you given your age, health history, and status. The risk of having a severe allergic reaction to a pneumonia or flu vaccine is extremely small. According to the CDC, the number of severe reactions to either is less than 1 in 1 million doses given. Beth W. Orenstein is a freelance medical writer and regular contributor to Living Well. Veterans' best friend. Service dogs can be trained to do anything from pushing buttons to sniffing out an infection. By Stephanie Bouchard. Just by being themselves, dogs offer love and companionship. Add in some specialized training, and our sometimes goofy companions become something almost miraculous. Helpmates for those with physical disabilities and saviors of those with life-threatening disorders. How do dogs go from pets to special agents? First, note that service dogs and emotional support dogs are two different things. A service dog is trained to do specific tasks, while comfort animals are not, says Audrey Treishman, communications manager for NEADS Needs, a Massachusetts-based nonprofit that trains service dogs. Most trained service dogs start as young as 8 weeks. The first weeks of training usually focus on socialization and obedience. Puppies are exposed to handling and to different noises and people before being introduced to working on specific tasks. They'll also be exposed to different environments so they can get used to getting on and off buses, walking on city streets, being in crowds, and not reacting to other dogs. After dogs are matched, they are trained in tasks that will be of use to that particular veteran's disability. Dogs trained to work with veterans who can hear get command-based training. Push this elevator button. And dogs working with those with impaired hearing are trained to touch their person, then run to the source of the sound, say a smoke detector, to alert him or her. Dogs and their matches then train together so they know how to work as a team when they get home. Dogs trained to detect physiological changes, such as a drop in blood sugar for veterans with diabetes, learn to use their sense of smell to recognize the chemical components that make up the smell of, say, a bacterial infection. Length of training and any associated costs vary by organization. If you're up for it, with a lot of patience and some research, you can even train a dog yourself. Stephanie Bouchard is a Maine-based freelance writer. StephanieBouchard.net. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.